Louisiana public health officials have modified the advice they're giving about vaccines. An NPR investigation revealed what the Louisiana Department of Health is no longer saying. Public health workers have been told to stop telling people to get three vaccines, the COVID vaccine, the flu shot, and the Mpox vaccine. Workers say they were also told to stop all marketing, outreach, and even flu shot events heading into winter. Reporter Rosemary Westwood is with member station WWNO in New Orleans. She's breaking the story. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so this is about what they're not saying. How big a change is it to not be giving this advice?
Well, public health agencies all over the country encourage people to get vaccines, and so did the Louisiana Department of Health. Hmm. They've regularly held flu shot events, paid for ads and social media, and talked about how vaccines save lives and stop the spread of infection. But I learned that in at least three meetings this fall, staff were told to stop all those efforts, to effectively go silent when it comes to flu, COVID, and Mpox vaccines. They can't encourage people to get them or even advertise that they have them in stock. Now, I did reach out to the Louisiana Department of Health about all this, and they sent a statement that described the changes as a shift away from, quote, paternalistic guidance and towards individual choice.
So how will this ban on promoting vaccines affect public health?
I spoke to many vaccine and public health experts, and they called this move absurd, dangerous, and anti-science. They say it will lead to more sickness and deaths.
Now, how does this move toward what they describe as individual choice fit in with what's happening elsewhere in the country?
Well, that's interesting because, as you know, President-elect Donald Trump has nominated Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to be his health secretary. And Kennedy is an anti-vaccine activist. So there's concern what's happening in Louisiana could be copied in other states. And some experts fear that if Kennedy is confirmed, he might want to change federal recommendations for COVID, flu, or Mpox, or any other vaccine.